If we go to Dhanantara, Dhanantara has set what can be said is an ambitious goal to triple the value of assets under its management by 2030. Now, a key strategy of doing this are your plans to merge over 1,000 state-owned enterprises into some 200, little over 200 entities within the next 3 to 4 years. That sounds like a major challenge, but how are you planning to do this? How are you going to tackle it?
Well, you know, it can take like the whole day if I will not share with the full plan. But definitely I can share it with you because, you know, in the beginning we thought, yeah, when we consolidate all the assets under our Dhanantara, maybe 800 companies. That's always the number that we hear. End up we found out 900, 1,000. To be precise, it's 1,044 companies. But if you're looking at our SOE, 92% of our dividend only comes from 12 companies. Out of 1,000, only come from 12 companies. So definitely there's, in the same time, well, you can say there's something, there's an issue, and at the same time, you see there's an opportunity, right? So we found out that more than 1,000 companies, and in the same time, big asset, we want to optimize the asset. We want to create more values. And to, so that's why we do, for the past 1 year, we do a major assessment to all these 1,000 companies. Because it's very hard also if you have to supervise, to manage 1,000 companies. I think it's better you manage lesser companies, but you manage properly with high standard of good governance, high standard of transparency, high standard of accountability, high standard of integrity. I think that's most important for us. So that's why from 1,000, when we do a major assessment, then we end up, yeah, we can reduce the number close to 300 companies, right? To have a better, again, you know, better productivity, better efficiency, and also a better human capital. And we see also most of them actually out of their core business. For example, you know, they are a leasing company. Somehow they have hotels. They have like 3 hotels. You know, they have a construction company, but they have event organizer. They are, other company, they have even like a garment company, and actually they are seaport, airport companies. So we make them to back into the core business, right? When we do the assessment, somehow we end up, we find out, well, we have 137 hotels. 137 hotels. And then we found out, well, we have 75 hospitals. And most of them running poorly, if I may say. So, again, that's an issue, but also, in the same time, that's opportunity, right? So, we would like to consolidate, we are also open to privatize. Even we just going to shut down, you know, just close down some of the companies. And actually, within 3 months, we shut down 100 companies already. And actually, we just want them to back to into their core business, you know, focus on that one. If they are in the healthcare industry, yes, they can focus, you know, in the hospitals, in pharmaceuticals, you know, not focus in the leasing company. So, you know, it's very interesting, actually. It's very interesting. In the same time, it's not easy. It's a challenging. But for us, yes, if your dividend, 92% of your dividend only come from 12 companies, when you own and manage 10,000 companies, definitely you need to do something about it, right? Simple as that.
And when we talk of good governance and transparency, how can Danantara increase accountability for state-owned enterprises while still keeping its investors satisfied?
Yeah, because Danantara, we have two roles, right, actually. For one is managing our SOE asset. The second one is do the investment, like our friends here, the CIO of Temasek and Hassana, right? The investment side, you know, we can do a lot of investment if our SOE is healthy. Why? Because the money that we can do to deploy the fund, it comes from the dividend, right? For example, last year we received about $8 billion of dividend. So we can invest all equity money, $8 billion, right? That without leverage. If I do a leverage 4 times, still acceptable, right? 5 times, still acceptable, right? That's $40 billion. You time 5, I have a muscle to invest $200 billion for the next 5 years. Right? So again, you know, we can invest in all different class of asset. You know, public, private asset. And again, that's why good governance and transparency, accountability is the key for us to run properly Danantara, which it has two roles, you know, managing the asset and also do the investment.
As Danantara approaches the end of its first year, Pak, what would you say are the lessons learned?
Well, the lesson learned, actually, it's very hard to find a very good human capital. That's a very the hardest part. Right? To change the mindset that now they have to run as corporate. They have to think about the outcome, not only the process. Because the SOE, our SOE in the past, we make sure all the process is right. Yes, the process is, it has to be right, but the outcome also has to be optimal. You know? So, and yeah, they have, you know, a lot of them just sitting on a comfort zone. Well, not anymore. No, not anymore. You have to run as a corporate with the high standard of, like I mentioned, good governance, transparency, accountability, and integrity. So that's the KPI. So again, we can revise or we can change the business process. You know, we can change the, can have all the good plan, you know. But if the people, you don't have a proper people, right people on the right place, that's going to be an issue. So having a talent of best people, good people, I think, is the key for getting all of this done.
I know we're running out of time now, Pa, so I'd like to wrap things up with one final question. We have Temasek here, we have Khazanah here, and as you mentioned, you are open to a collaboration. May I ask, Pa, what is your vision?
Yes, this is time for our region, actually. No, let's work together because, you know, we work already to have a joint fund, for example, with Qatar, with QIA, a $4 billion fund. We have already a joint fund with CIC from China. And also we are on discussion with other funds. No, I think this is time for us, you know, to have more collaboration among ASEAN countries, not only in terms of trade, but also I think in investment also. Even though Singapore always been a number one investor for Indonesia for the last decade, you know, we highly thankful and very, very appreciate. But I believe there's still an untapped potential that we can work together in order to achieve all the goals.